This is the WGXC Congressional Report. Stories about the New York 19 Congressional District from the past week and Representative John Faso and his Democratic counterpart Antonio Delgado and other candidates in the race to be the representative in New York's District 19. This week, the 538.com website currently reports that John Faso votes with Donald Trump's positions 90% of the time. 538.com also currently predicts that Faso has a 44.9% chance of winning re-election and rates Democrat Antonio Delgado at 55.1% chance of winning.
Laura Namias and Bill Mahoney report at Politico that despite complaints from Representative John Faso that Governor Andrew Cuomo is behind the Antonio Delgado campaign, Cuomo has done virtually nothing to help any of New York's Democrats challenging Republicans in House races this fall. Politico reports, and I quote, through the end of July, the most recent date for which federal spending reports are available, the state party, controlled by the governor, hasn't reported making any direct contributions to any of the Democrat House candidates in this cycle. Its federal committee filings show no independent expenditures and no coordinated expenditures, end quote. The governor said a year ago about the Republican representatives, and I quote, I charge Congressman John Faso and Chris Collins with violating their office to represent the people of New York State. Our message to Leader Pelosi is this, we stand to fight with you, and the fight to take back America starts in New York and starts today, end quote. But while Cuomo and Faso have had Twitter wars over the past year, the governor is not actually working to get Delgado elected in his place. In August, Cuomo formed a federal political action committee called Cuomo New York Take Back the House and donated $2,700 to Democrat Delgado. Cuomo spends that amount on his own campaign every 80 minutes during the primary. Two anonymous congressional campaign officials tell Politico that Cuomo has had either none or very little contact with their campaigns. New York Working Families Party Executive Director Bill Lipton said, and I quote, for 8 years, it's been a lot of sound and fury, and it hasn't signified very much. Executive Director Bill Lipton said, and I quote, it's been a lot of rallies and press releases and nothing of real significance, end quote. Read the full story at Politico's.
A busload of Democrats came from New York City to Kingston September 15th to canvass and make phone calls for Antonio Delgado in his election against incumbent Republican John Faso in New York's 19th Congressional District. Faso, on Twitter, seemed upset about that fact. Quote, our campaign relies on New York 19 volunteers, whereas Antonio Delgado is busing Democratic socialists up from Manhattan. Speaks volumes. We need a congressman who fights and makes a difference for New York 19, not New York City interests, unquote. There is no evidence from Faso, or anywhere else WGXC could find, that the bus was full of, quote, Democratic socialists, unquote. The group Vote Blue 2018 put the bus trip together, and according to their Facebook page is, quote, dedicated to illustrating the reasons why we need to turn Congress Democratic in the November elections. Help end governance by sabotage, unquote. Faso's claim seems to be, at the least, a large exaggeration.
The Daily Freeman is reporting the Appellate Division of the State Supreme Court Third Judicial Department ruled September 17th that independent congressional candidate Diane Neal's name can appear on the November 6th ballot. The decision overturned a lower court ruling that Neal's petition for an independent line on the ballot lacked sufficient signatures. That lower court ruling affirmed a determination by the State Board of Elections. The appeals court sided with Neal's argument that the invalidation of her petition should be dismissed because she was not properly served notice of the petition's deficiencies. Neal, a Hurley resident, said in a statement issued by her campaign, and I quote, with this behind us, our campaign restarts in earnest immediately. We're excited to be back on the ballot, and we're not resting until the polls close on November 6th, end quote. This makes Neal one of three candidates looking to unseat first-term U.S. Representative John Faso this fall, along with Democrat Antonio Delgado and Green Party nominee Steve Greenfield. Neal's name will appear on the Friends of Diane Neal line. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Former Democratic congressional hopeful Gareth Rhodes announced September 18th the launch of Show Up 2018, a new organization designed to drive voter turnout in the November 2018 midterm elections. The occasion was marked by the release of an original video, the Kaplan Twins of Instagram fame. Show Up 2018 strategy is to produce social media content aimed at attracting the attention of votes from millions of Americans who sat out last midterm elections. Rhodes, the group's executive director, said, and I quote, "By choosing non-political voices to reach the tens of millions of Americans who do not generally engage or show much interest in electoral politics, Show Up 2018 is taking a unique approach that we hope will motivate voter turnout in this critical midterm election," end quote. Between now and the general election, Show Up 2018 will share stories from Americans of all walks of life, illustrating in short and simple videos how various policies affect real lives. A Pew Research study earlier this year showed the U.S. trails most developed countries in voter turnout, with just 64% of voting-age Americans registered to vote in 2016, far below other democracies, including Canada and the U.K. and Sweden. Read the full press release at showup2018.org. Many groups are releasing congressional ratings for representatives ahead of the midterm elections in November. The Arts Action Fund 2018 Congressional Arts Report Card gave Representative John Faso, the Republican from Kinderhook, an A rating. He got the high grade mostly for signing several letters with other representatives saying they were against cutting funding to federal arts programs and for participating in the 2018 annual Congressional Art Competition. The American Civil Liberties Union, on the other hand, gives Faso an 18% rating. Faso voted against curtailing government spying on Americans and voting for a mass deportation bill that would expand mandatory detentions of immigrants. Faso is running against Democrat Antonio Delgado in November. The NRCC released another attack television ad against Delgado September 18th. Like the other ad, this one is more a negative music review of Delgado's 2006 hip-hop album that distorts his lyrics, claiming Delgado's songs are against the war on terror and minimize the 9/11 terrorist attack. Dan Friedman is reporting for the Times Union. A massive bipartisan opioid bill working its way through Congress includes a measure on Medicare Part D prescription drug coverage written by U.S. Representative John Faso. Faso's bill, the Medicaid Opioid Safety Education Act of 2018, would require the Department of Health and Human Services to include warnings about opioids and alternative options for pain relief in the online introduction to Medicare that seniors view when signing up. Faso said his proposal is intended to help seniors to understand the threat they face when doctors prescribe opioids for pain relief. Faso said he was, and I quote, "shocked," end quote, to hear that 30% of prescriptions written under Medicare Part D were for opioids. He said, and I quote, "That's a big number. The potential for abuse is not just among the young and middle-aged, but the elderly as well," end quote. The Opioid Crisis Response Act passed the Senate September 17th on a vote of 99-1. The measure must be voted on again by the House before it is signed into law. Faso said that vote could come next week. The drug addiction crisis took 72,000 lives nationwide in 2017, 12% more than in 2016. Opioid addiction takes the lives of 150 people a day, according to one estimate. According to the National Institute on Drug Abuse, New York ranks 22nd nationwide in opioid overdose deaths with a rate of 15.1 per 100,000 population. Read the full story in the Times Union. William J. Kimball writes in the Daily Freeman that while Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, votes with Donald Trump 90% of the time, he says, and I quote, "He can stand up to his Trump-allied campaign contributors if Special Counsel Robert Mueller reports that the president has broken the law," end quote. Faso says, and I quote, "I'm not influenced by the campaign donation. I appreciate the support I received to run an election, but I'm my own person, and I will make decisions by what I think is in the public interest and nothing else," end quote. Over the years, Kimball says, Faso has received campaign contributions from Vice President Mike Pence, Trump's media lawyer spokesman Rudy Giuliani, U.S. Representative Devin Nunes, U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton, and Trump. He said, and I quote, "I said right from the beginning that Mr. Mueller should complete his investigation and let the chips fall where they may. We don't know what he's going to conclude. Obviously, he's making progress on his investigation, but I'm going to wait and see what he says, and I'm going to wait and call it as I see it at that point, end quote. Basso's opponent, Antonio Delgado, would not criticize the congressperson on this issue. Delgado said, and I quote, "I don't have a window into John Basso's mind," end quote. Green Party candidate Steve Greenfield says there is already enough evidence to impeach Trump, but then says, and I quote, "I believe that John Basso actually could weigh the Mueller report without his donation sources being the principal influence on how he's going to feel about that," end quote. Despite Basso not agreeing with him on the impeachment evidence. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Andrew Solander reports in City and State that 3/4 of the donation to John Basso and Antonio Delgado, the major party candidates running in the 19th congressional district election this November, have come from out of the district. A third of their fundraising totals, Delgado has raised $2.7 million and Basso $2.3 million, comes from outside New York State. But Delgado only gets 7% of donations from political action committees, and just over half of his donations are over $1,000. Several employees at his former law firm, Akin Gump, have donated nearly $200,000 to him, which is the largest single group donating to the Democrat. By contrast, 35% of Basso's fundraising comes from PACs, and 50% of his contributions are over $1,000. Basso has received $271,000 from the financial sector, his largest source of money. Diane and Robert Mercer, the billionaire backers of Steve Bannon and Brexit hedge fund manager Daniel Loeb, and three members of New York City's billionaire Tisch family are Basso's largest contributors, according to City and State. Delgado said, despite the amount of money he has raised from outside the district, and I quote, "The only people I am beholden to are the people right here in our district," end quote. Delgado also is not quite truthful, saying, and I quote, "We have taken a pledge not to take any corporate PAC money, unlike my opponent, John Basso," end quote. Basso's campaign would not comment. Read the full story in City and State. Laura Namias and Bill Mahoney report at Politico that despite complaints from Representative John Basso that Governor Andrew Cuomo is behind the Antonio Delgado campaign, Cuomo has done virtually nothing to help any of New York's Democrats challenging Republicans in House races this fall. Politico reports, and I quote, "Through the end of July, the most recent date for which federal spending reports are available, the state party, controlled by the governor, hasn't reported making any direct contributions to any of the Democrat House candidates in this cycle. Its federal committee filings show no independent expenditures and no coordinated expenditures," end quote. The governor said a year ago about the Republican representatives, and I quote, "I charge Congressman John Basso and Chris Collins with violating their office to represent the people of New York State. Our message to Leader Pelosi is this: we stand to fight with you, and the fight to take back America starts in New York and starts today," end quote. But while Cuomo and Basso have had Twitter wars over the past year, the governor is not actually working to get Delgado elected in his place. In August, Cuomo formed a federal political action committee called Cuomo New York Take Back the House and donated $2,700 to Democrat Delgado. Cuomo spends that amount on his own campaign every 80 minutes during the primary. Two anonymous congressional campaign officials tell Politico that Cuomo has had either none or very little contact with their campaigns. New York Working Families Party Executive Director Bill Lipton said, and I quote, "For 8 years, it's been a lot of sound and fury, and it hasn't signified very much." Executive Director Bill Lipton said, and I quote, "It's been a lot of rallies and press releases and nothing of real significance," end quote. Read the full story at Politico.